Brachos perek vav mishnaches. Ochel ta'enim va'anam v'ribon v'varcha acharein shalosh brachos devir Rabbi Gamliel. So Gamliel holds that if you eat any of these three fruits, figs, grapes, pomegranates, v'varcha aleim shalosh brachos, you make three brachos afterwards, which is the brachos of benching. You make a full benching, not four brachos like we have, because atova meitiv was instituted later. So Rabbi Gamliel holds, but you do make benching, regardless. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel, because the pasuk that says v'chalta v'savata includes within the same parsha, which is a two psukim before, where it speaks about all the shivas minim. So Rabbi Gamliel says that all the shivas minim, when you eat them and are satisfied from them, and you eat enough of them, you make a full benching. V'cham oimrim bracha achas mein sholosh. V'cham, who we hold like, say that when you eat these grains, if it's not bread, you make a bracha achas mein sholosh, one bracha that incorporates these three inyonim into it. Where you speak in the bracha al eretz chemda toiva, all these things are mentioned, these inyanim are mentioned in the bracha itself, but you don't say three separate brachas, just one bracha that incorporates them. And we know that we're dealing here, like for mizonos, it's ala micha v'al kakolo, on ala eitz v'al priya eitz, and then on wine, it's ala gefen v'al priya gefen, and we know how they end. Interestingly enough, the Tosfos Yontif brings down that the Rav, when he talks about wine, the ending bracha, he does not mention, and Tosfos Yontif says he thinks that the Rav's shita is that is like Tosfos, that at the end of the wine bracha, instead of like we do, which is ala gefen via bracha tashem ala gefen via priya gefen. So according to the Rav, since he doesn't say that, the Rav held that it's ala aretz via ala peris, which is Tosfos' shita. In other words, that even on wine, you would make the same chasima. You would start ala gefen priya gefen, but you would end off with ala aretz via ala peris, just like any other fruit. But either way, the Chacham hold that you do a bracha achas mein shalosh on these types of foods, like we do. Rabbi Kiva Omer afilu ochel shalak v'hu mezonim v'varach achrov shalosh brachos. That even if you eat a vegetable, shalak is a vegetable, and that's your mezonos, that's what sustains you, that's your food, you would make a full benching afterwards. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, v'chalta v'savata goes on any type of food that you eat that gives you your sustenance. Hashoysa mayim litzmo, if a person drinks water for his thirst, dafka is thirst, not like to take medicine or to wash down, you know, something in the mouth. So dafka for that, if it's for your thirst, omer shahakol niyabidvaro. There you would say shahakol. Rabbi Tarfon omer bari nefashos rabbos. Rabbi Tarfon says you make a bari nefashos rabbos on the beginning of the bracha. In other words, you don't make shahakol on water. Rather you make bari nefashos rabbos. There's a machloikis according to Rabbi Tarfon. What do you do after you drink water? So most Rishonim learn that you don't do anything according to Rabbi Tarfon after you learn water. The Rashba learns that according to Rabbi Tarfon, you would make a bari nefashos again after the drinking of the water. Now, by bari nefashos rabbos, so the Rav is a nice pshat that there are two inyanim that are spoken about. So first is bari nefashos rabbos v'chesronan. We mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving us the ability to live, because there's certain foods that we can't live without, like water, so that v'chesronan is things that we lack, that without them we wouldn't exist. And then there's a second part of Hashem not just giving us things that we need to survive, but also just giving us things that we can survive without, and just giving us pleasure from this world. That's al koma shebarola hachis bem nefesh kol chai. So even though it sounds like that we need this to live, but he learns shebarola hachias ben nefesh gochai is things that we can live without, that he's just giving us to give chias in our life, to give us enjoyment and pleasure. So the fact that there are two parts of these foods that we make baruch nefeshos rabbos, one is the foods that sustain us and we need, and the second is the foods that give us pleasure, that makes it a bracha arucha. And according to the Rav, because they're two separate inyanim, and it becomes a bracha arucha, we make a bracha in the beginning and a bracha in the end, like we explained earlier. But we, interestingly enough, we don't say a full bracha in the end. We just say baruch chei olamim. We don't say baruch atah Hashem chei olamim, like the Rav says to do.